Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
If we just like, we just and the doggy, this bitch on.
Yeah.
Hat on. We vibing.
But if you're really fucking, you put it backwards.
Yeah, it's an anniversary.
There we go. There you know you're fucking with that.
Like it's Pokemon Ash Ketchum.
Bitch, I'm finna catch them all, baby. We in the business, man.
You better get some dick now.
We
have spin no it idea, around. Bitch. Where's the worst thing you think you ever bombed?
Are we going, by the way?
Yeah.
When?
Okay,
right. Cam Patterson's here today.
Cam Patterson, the man, the legend.
Very funny man.
I've been doing that weird little retarded scream for a minute now.
What scream? Just in public?
Yeah, this
you should
weird.
Do it behind white women at it's a bus pretty, stop.
That'll be like,
hold on.
So where does this come from?
You want me to go to jail, nigga?
Hey, come on, man. There's too much comedy competition. I got to knock you out sometimes.
Yeah, sure. Knock you out before you really pop. So
you walk up to somebody and yeah.
What's up? I used to do that with my ex all the time, but now I just stuck in my fucking...
Well, where's she now? Dead?
She around.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, he buried at the cemetery. He had a show at.
Come on,
so you walk up and you... Okay, cool.
And that cool though, that shit sounds dope, right?
It sounds like a 1940s, okay. Where did it come from?
I don't know. She was walking to me all the time to do that.
She'd do it to you?
Yeah. And I'd be like, you fucking retarded. And then
you can't do it in public.
It sucked into my brain. You know what I'm saying?
I talked about it before. You know what pisses me off though? If you have an ex, you date for a while, you have all these inside jokes that are fire.
Oh my God.
Crushing. Right, and then they're gone. You break up, you go,
you try to use them on the next girl.
But where's this hot hour gonna go? Like, it's going nowhere.
Nobody's ever gonna see that hour.
Because it sucked. Because if you try to do someone else, you're like, what are you talking about?
I do it to any girl I'm talking to now. They be like, are you special, Ed?
Yeah.
I'm like, well, you know it's.
Yeah, you know what it is. Come on. Because I talk to my dog really stupid, and it takes, if there's like a new girl involved, then it takes me a second to like, oh, we're all comfortable with this new weird voice. Yeah. But the previous relationship, everyone's like, oh, this is the funny voice. But it's like, come on, man, this is fire.
Fire gas.
It's the inside jokes. Yeah. Or like how you say a word with somebody, and then you stop talking, and then you say that word to yourself, to someone else.
Buddy, I've ordered food in the relationship voice to a server, because I'm talking to my girl like over dinner, and I'm like, oh, come on, you gotta do it. And then like, what do you want? I'm like, oh, I'll have a steak. Oh, fuck. Like, I do it in
well, that
it's
might
so
be a personal thing.
Yeah, that's kind of crazy. Yeah. Inside your soul. That's stuck. I can get rid of this. I can get rid of the goddamn.
Yeah, it's
you know what I'm saying? It's not that bad. It's cool.
Well, it feels got bad. This is the fourth time you've done it.
I like it.
It is fun.
It's fun, man.
I feel like it's a good way to like scare somebody nicely. Like lowercase scare.
Yeah, it's like, you know what I'm saying?
It's nothing too threatening. It's
not too terrifying.
I'm gonna get you.
You think there's nice ghosts?
Nah.
You think they're all mean?
I think most ghosts are racist.
Oh, go ahead with that.
Old ghosts?
All of them?
Old ghosts? Okay, not all of them.
But what if they're black ghosts?
I don't think we become ghosts.
No, none.
We become spirits.
All right.
Whoa.
That's what they're called, spirituals.
Yeah, come on, man.
Oh, damn, that's kind of, so we become ghosts?
Yeah, we just cooler than y'all. You know what I'm saying?
You guys also age way better than us. I mean, you might be 900 right now.
I am.
Yeah, I mean, I'm 31 and I'm looking tough for it. I'm looking tough for
that's
it.
That's a rough 31.
Dude. Yeah, that's a rough 31.
I ain't called you age better than most whites. You feel me?
Thank you. You should see some of my college friends that are 31. Man, their hairline looks like the Gulf Coast of Florida. That shit is not looking good.
I seen a lady, she was like 64 and she looked terrible. And my grandma, 64? Like 88. And my grandma looked like she's 64.
64 on a white is that's
it's,
up
that's
there,
117.
It's terrible.
Do we age in dog years?
Y'all age horribly. I think I said this before on podcast. I think y'all age really bad because of slavery.
Yeah.
Oh, definitely.
Because y'all did slavery, and then that's the guy would be like, you know what, nigga.
Here's a little Salt Bay fucking shit.
Yeah. Go real quick.
We're fighting karma for decades on decades on decades.
The sun hates you niggas, bro.
Oh, yeah.
Well, we're not supposed to be in
my
the sun.
My sister had sun cancer.
Crazy.
Yeah, they remove it. The sun was like, fuck you, to the point where they put gives you a tattoo.
Then the sun see me and go, you good, brother.
But here's a crazy thing. Whites love sun.
Why so much?
I love it.
The sun hates y'all.
I know, but I love it.
But maybe that's why.
Because
like when your mom growing up was like, don't smoke weed. We'd be in eighth grade. Like, fuck you, mom. I'm going to smoke weed.
It's the eclipse. Don't look at it. Sure, I won't look at it.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
Did y'all look at it?
Kind of.
I don't care about anything else besides comedy.
I was taking the shit
comedy.
When it was happening.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so everybody was like, dude, eclipse. I was like, why did it get dark at 1 o'clock?
Where were you sitting? Outside?
I was in the house. I was in the crib. I was in the crib and then it got real dark. I'm like, oh shit, the moon doing the thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I ain't really give a fuck about
the moon doing the thing.
Somebody told me I missed it. And I was like, what? I feel like you would see it.
Yeah, somebody, my homeboy was like, my dog and son was like, I was just spitting. I was just talking into it, just talking what I wanted to happen for life.
Oh, like manifesting?
Yeah, and I was like nigga, wishing? I was fucking up, bro. I was taking the shit.
I did.
I didn't know you had to talk to that shit.
I didn't know either, but I know it was a very like spiritual day.
Yeah. Some
girl I saw on TikTok was like, this is the best day to manifest. Write down your things and like burn it. Like the whole thing.
Yeah, like, man.
Go to therapy.
Yeah, bitch, or work harder.
Yeah. I'm talking shit about manifesting, but I think we've all probably manifested, of course.
100%. Right. But yeah, also, we manifest and let's go do it. Some people just go, I want to be something, and just go, and like, I'm back out. Yeah, I'm done. Yeah.
And then that's it. Well, they speak into existence, but there is no existence.
Yeah, yeah, you can't get off shit. Instagram Reels and do it something. Yeah.
Figure it out, nigga.
Yeah, it's a two-part situation.
Yeah.
And you got to wish and then do it.
And go work. And then everything can start. You know, so you can't just wish and be like, all right, back doing what I've been doing, which is nothing.
Well, people treat it like it's a birthday wish. They're like, I wish for $1 million. And then they just think it'll appear.
Why can't you tell people your wish? Fuck that rule.
Do birthday wishes ever happen?
No. I wished for pussy when I was 11 to 14 and got nothing.
But you got it sooner or later.
You're right.
That's true. Manifest.
Sometimes that be just, sometimes it takes some time to get
there. My 7th grade birthday, I wished for a hand job. Yeah. And I blow out the candles.
And did you get one?
Well,
day?
The funny part, looking back, it was just me and all my homies.
That's
so
kind of crazy.
That's very
for
crazy.
For somebody to just go, I want to blow but the like, you up your eyes, blow. I mean,
but there was seven of my best friends around me. No hoes.
That's crazy.
But like, it's funny. Nothing,
what says friendship more than a blowjob to your homie? Someone say, okay. Thank you so much.
But it was
that's
funny
crazy. It's the most insane shit ever, dog. White, I love gay people. But white, y'all is.
Yeah.
Y'all go crazy with that shit. Yeah.
What about white gay people?
It's cool with me too, man.
Good.
I like that shit. It's cool. Yeah. I like gay people.
I like tits.
I like tits are great.
Tits are great.
Tits are amazing.
But it was just funny to be blown out.
Tits are fine.
You don't like tits like that? You an ass man?
You're going to hate me. I'm not.
I like personality.
What? Personality. No, fuck a personality. No.
Think lower. You go. You got tits. You got ass.
Nah.
What's lower?
Yeah, I'm a full guy. I'm a full guy. I feel like my dad is disappointed in me. That's what I feel like. This energy is a dad disappointed.
We
in
We need
son.
A compilation of every guest that's been on the show finding out Michael's a foot guy.
Yeah.
Why do you?
I'm not opposed
what
to.
What got you
I'm
there,
not
opposed.
My dad left when I was 6 months. I don't know. I honestly don't know. I remember the first time I liked feet was on the beach, and I was like young. I was 10 or something. I was like, I'm into that. And it got hard and stuff.
Tits are his toes.
Yeah, tits are his toes. Yeah, and I say this on stage.
Toes are his tits.
You guys there like I suck. I suck toes like tits, and I feel bad for you guys because you only got two. I have 10. I have 10 tits.
Those motherfuckers be working, bro.
But I mean,
they work like you. They do work. You fucking with some shit that really go to war like every day.
But I mean,
feet to the ground type shit.
Kind of go to war.
Man, they said that look pretty.
No, but I mean,
they bounce around a little bit.
Bounce around, yeah, but that's work. Gravity's working on tits. The greatest thing about feet, honestly, I think it has the best longevity.
Okay.
Shit.
That's crazy.
Feet don't sag.
Exactly, because they're right on the ground.
But feet get old. Those feet get bad, bro.
Yeah, but I think feet age like black people and tits age like white people.
Damn, we just figured something.
Yep.
Bars.
All right, we're done.
That's it.
Commercial break.
Nigga, we fixed something. Nigga, I don't know what it was. We fixed. You got me on that one. That's crazy.
A few people listening are like,
I'm so happy I landed that plane because when I started, I was like, this is going to bomb.
No, that dude was shaking. The plane was shaking the whole time.
It was.
That dude was shaking.
Wasn't saying anything. No, like
dude. When a pilot, when we're having turbulence, and no, someone talked to me.
I look at the flight attendants. I gauge their level.
I like turbulence, nigga.
Do you?
Turbulence put my ass to sleep. I'm like, well,
really?
Rock my baby type
if
shit.
If it starts shaking, I go to sleep, and if I don't wake up, well, I wake up in heaven. You know what I'm saying?
Thank you.
That's why.
That's where I'm at. I think we're linked on this. Do you find life important?
I love life. Life is cool, but when it's
life
over,
is cool.
It's,
thank you.
You know what I'm saying?
Life is fine.
This shit is kind of not great. It's nice.
Thank you, dude. I love
it's
you.
Good. I'm
thank
having
you.
A great time I'm right now.
This great, this me great days and this bad days.
Yeah, right. But it's not the best place
thank
ever.
Thank you, dude. Thank you.
Like this shit.
I've been saying this shit for
Earth?
Years.
Huh? What's better than Earth,
nigga? I don't know. Not war, nigga. I don't know, man. Yeah. We have niggas are dying everywhere. I'm like, well, life is pretty cool, nigga.
Life is fine, dude.
Life is cool.
Life is fine. Life is cool. But then you're dead. Here's the thing. You know, we're all like, we have comes our dreams. We have to write more. We're freaking out. All of a sudden, dead, gone. We don't freak about a shit.
It's over.
It's over. Doesn't that sound nice?
No.
A forever nap?
It do sound crazy, but I feel it, though.
Thank you. I do, too.
Yeah, I don't know.
Because you meet all these rich people and shit, they not even happy. It's nobody. Like, damn, what are we doing?
Dude, right.
We were just playing golf at a really nice golf course, and there was this magnificent house right on the golf course, and we were talking to another comic, and Trevor and the other comic were talking about, wow, that house is so cool. And I'm like, you know what's crazy? Is the people that live in that house have friends that they're jealous of because those friends have more money than they do, and they're pissed that their house is so small. Or that's wild.
Or we live on a golf course. We could have got something better than this.
Correct.
Yeah. You're always going to be looking forward to the next thing.
Yeah, are we ever happy?
I'm happy.
Moments. I'm pretty happy.
Yeah,
I got moments.
But, you know, it's cool.
Yeah.
It comes and goes.
Life is fine.
It's cool.
Life is fine.
That's motto.
Why we do what we do.
The
stand up and making videos, that's all I care about.
Me too.
Yeah, that's it.
And I've had women say that to me. They're like, wow, that's like really like all you do. I'm like, yeah, I'm not okay with doing other stuff. This is all I want to do.
Do you have any hobbies, Cam?
Fuck no.
What is that?
I don't think you can have hobbies when you do this shit.
Hobbies seem like you're just trying to find a void to fill.
Yeah, I'm doing what I love right now.
Yeah,
I'm very happy.
Yeah.
Well, I need it. One thing
everyone for? Yells, hey, get a hobby. Why do we need a hobby?
Why? Find your passion, nigga.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Fuck the bullshit.
Stop wishing on fucking eclipse. You're trying you to do idiot, all this other bullshit.
Yeah, find your fucking passion, dickhead. What are you doing? Goddamn.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Goddamn.
Yeah. You know what I hate? When I was single and going on dates and you're like, so what do you want to do? What's your 5-year plan? I go, I don't really know.
You guys are going, 5-year plan on the first date?
Because I was LinkedIn, sifting. Nigga, I was you got sifting.
To. But no, it's like when you get up in age, y'all niggas old as fuck. I look in the camera and say that for the young people.
Yeah, have to, yeah.
Young niggas.
Yeah.
But you know, y'all niggas old as shit. Y'all got to ask one motherfucker, like, what y'all want to do? You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Right.
You have to because
I do have different turn-ons now. Like if a girl loves her job, that's up there with a nice ass.
Yeah.
I'm like, you love what you do?
Come on, man.
But the second you're on a date,
go.
The second you're on a date and she's like, yeah, I don't know. It's whatever. I might get a new place. I'm like, I'm out. Yeah,
if you go, it's whatever, you pay the check, I'm leaving.
It's over, bro.
What is your type?
Huh?
Your type?
I like women, dog.
Just women all but across the board.
Yeah, bro. Women that fuck with me. That's my type.
Women that fuck with you. That's
yeah.
All right, but here's
that's
the thing.
That's great.
Sorry, go.
No, go ahead.
I was gonna say, you're doing great. This last like 2 years for you have been phenomenal. Yeah, right? So do you feel like that sort of quote unquote type that you have, do you think that's like a carryover from when you 2 years ago when you weren't doing great?
Yeah.
So now what I'm saying is now you have more options. So are you still on the I like women?
Nah, fuck them hoes, man.
There you go.
Fuck the bitches that really want me now because what's going on.
Yes, sir.
The ugly hoes and the big bitches, they were there for me when I was
a shit. Yes, sir.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm still with them big
bitches.
That's
a great mindset.
Yeah, until about 3 years from now.
I'm just gonna say that. I'm just gonna say that.
Shoot that first special the whole time.
Yeah, you know. Game over for you hoes, man. Yeah. Fuck me a bad bitch like Ice Spice or something, nigga.
Okay, but let's so say, funny. Is there something, what are you looking for? Just anything?
No, I like black women for black women, you know what I'm saying? Mm. But like any bit that was cool. I like fat asses.
Fat asses.
That's
is there
dog,
anything
bro.
Better than that?
Nothing better than fat ass.
I like feet.
I know, but here can I tell you why?
Go ahead,
I'll tell you why I don't like fat butts, and it's not because of the look. It's honestly because I don't have enough dick. That's a true statement.
You gotta believe in yourself.
I do believe in myself.
You gotta believe in you.
I do.
Bro.
Here's the problem.
You don't believe yourself enough.
Here's the problem. Here's the problem. Is when they do the doggy style.
Yeah.
I literally can't. I have to open the ass.
Fun. Part the scene. Moses.
You gotta get on your tippy toe, but you gotta go to work.
I know.
I feel like my dick plays up to its opponent. You know what I'm saying? So it get bigger with a fatter ass.
Oh,
not
really?
Me. Yeah. I get nervous.
Like a game 7 type
game
thing.
Game 7 type shit.
There you see, go. I'll fold. See, game 7, I'll fold. That's the problem about my dick. My dick will fold.
How big is the asses that you dealt with where
it's like,
happening?
Dude, I have, because my type is more of the Latina realm. So I've dealt with fat asses in my life.
Yeah.
And I've battled those dragons and I've lost.
Nah.
But you win.
You got
you
won. You still was there.
Thanks, man. You should be a motivated
Eclipse. But I feel like a big ass, like doggy's more for her in that position. Cause that's all, who even knows what's going on back there? It's just for the clap. The big ass.
Yeah. Missionary that shit.
Oh, but that I can do that.
Missionary
that's great. That's
like,
great.
Like, you know what I'm saying? When you do missionary, you gotta cut to be a booty.
Yeah.
Like this. That shit fire. Or push down on her stomach.
I will say, can I say this though? And I admitted this to you. I'm starting to understand the appeal. Because my current girlfriend got a little thing on her. And I'm starting to understand the appeal. Because that jiggle, I'm into it. It's a beautiful jiggle.
Beautiful.
It's great. Looks,
I know, dude.
It just feels like two puzzle pieces connecting.
It looks
time.
Like the low tide. Does that make sense?
No.
When it goes up and back and up. Thank you so much.
Bit. Oh, okay.
Florida.
I got that little bit.
Thank
it
you.
Makes sense. Yeah. I got that little bit. It took a second. It took a second. You got to think about it.
The kai comes in
and out.
You
never seen it come in and come out?
It's a slow tide. Yeah. It's more, yeah. Okay, I got you.
Yeah.
I would say maybe it's more like a water balloon.
Okay. Walk me through that.
Water balloon. You hit it and it kind of.
Oh, I understand. Jiggle jaggle. Okay.
Yeah.
I like that.
What was it like fucking on a waterbed?
Oh, that would be crazy. If I get enough money, I'm going to get me a waterbed and put it in one room.
I feel like they got to be cheaper
now.
They
stay cheap as shit. Oh, they sell them. Somebody, some weird motherfucker.
Yeah.
In the middle of nowhere.
What would you put in your waterbed?
I mean, hopefully water.
Really?
Yeah, what would you put
I'll put weird shit. But would you put like rich? Would you put like smart water?
I'll put tapioca so it's got like a
that'd be weird.
That's what I mean.
What's that shit that's like if you like grab it, it's like a science project. Basically, but it's like.
Oh, I know.
But if you put it back, if you touch it or something, it's like hard.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, oblong or some shit.
I think it is. That's a shape.
No, but it's like slime. It's not. It's like that. It's like that. I don't know. It was like a science.
Silly putty.
Nah, but it's like that.
Okay.
It's in the family. It's like his cousin.
Is it like flubber? Mm.
Something like they all in the sea. We there.
We're there, but
we're getting there.
So we know the texture. We know we're talking about.
That's what you put in there.
Yeah, I put something like that in it.
I fill it with Gatorade. Because after you're fucking, I'm always thirsty.
Get a little, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, put a little
hose in it. You got to attach a hose to it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
What are those called? Camelbacks?
Yeah.
One of those things.
I do want to fuck on a waterbed one time in my life.
I don't even know what it would feel like.
It's got to be dope.
You think so?
It's got to be. That's why they made them.
You know how some beds.
My grandpa had one. And my mom was like, it's because he had a bad hip. From what?
Fucking too much.
Yes.
I know.
He was in the war.
Which one?
Shit.
I don't know. One of them.
Isn't that funny?
You can get them for like $2,500.
That ain't shit.
From Walmart.
That's too much.
Bitch, that shit's made out of a Ziploc bag.
Walmart still got no hose?
Walmart has everything. Walmart's like a Amazon on the low type of feel.
Yeah.
Lowe's is out here?
Lowe's is out here with them. You know, my grandparents had one of these too.
I think all grandparents, it's probably because their hips or something.
Yeah, well, definitely fucking on.
Do you think they help with fucking? Because you know how sometimes you're in a mattress and it kind of bounces back on you?
I think to your tie point a little bit, it might.
Yeah.
To your tie point.
Oh,
like it comes around. Like if you push down, it might like circle back.
Yeah, but does it give it what?
It's like a threesome if you think about it.
You get help
like an H2O threesome.
You get help from
It's like a little Eiffel Tower.
But you know how you run into those mattresses that like if you grab onto the headboard and you're like, wow, this mattress is like legit giving me a little pushback, so it's helping me fuck. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah,
my mattress does that a little bit.
It says swings?
Springs.
Oh, springs. Yeah.
You ever try to fuck on a what are they called? Like a foam mattress? What are they called? Tempur-Pedic. Those are fucking trash. They don't help at all, dude. There's no bounce
back.
But then
the next day, you can look and see what positions you did. Like that's a playback, you know?
That's
like
good.
Like coaches watching football the next day. But okay, all right.
She liked that missionary.
We had a little bit of ass right there. Yeah. We had a little bit of foreplay right there.
So are you single now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
How long you been single for? Because you said you had an ex.
A minute.
Minute? Okay.
A minute. Yeah, like about it. Yeah, so.
You just having fun, enjoying yourself on the road and whatnot.
Shit been pretty cool, man.
Yeah, man.
This is your first tour, yeah? You told me out there.
Yeah.
How exciting is that, man?
It's pretty terrifying.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, 3 years in, it's like, I'm still trying to figure it out. Nigga.
Yeah. But it's a cool, you can look at it like that for sure, but also it's like a cool process because you're figuring out in front of people that are with you.
100%.
As opposed to
but
figuring
that's
out-
also kind of weird. You know what I'm saying? Because it's like, they're going to give you more leeway. They're like a
I see what I'm saying.
Yeah, but you do comedy in Austin, so like you're gonna go back and they're gonna be truthful to you. So it's like a cool. Oh, really? No,
because it's also like the home of Kid Tony. You feel what I'm saying? So people.
So everywhere you go, every show you do in Austin, probably
a little bit. But if I leave and go like to Houston and San Antonio, I'm good places to go really work and people don't. You feel what I'm saying?
Do you do the minutes you do on Kill Tony in the set?
I got to. That's all I got.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I got. I just got to make it. I mean, I go back and I work on. I rework it and shit.
Yeah, right. I think you were telling me that you add a lot to like what the minute was.
But I got to. I mean, whatever I make on Kill Tony, what I'm working on is what you just seeing like
the start of it.
Yeah, the start, like the wheels
the premise
turning
and a little bit of that.
And then I could try to hit it with a punchline, and then will next time you see it, hopefully it's way different. Like it's a lot,
right?
Like, you know what I'm saying? Edged out and what you thought was the punchline is totally different now.
Right. The premise might be the same, but you add a bunch of shit to the end.
So now you get it. So it's cool. Some people, they get to see the work of it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You had a fucking great joke. I don't know if you still do it about the bodybuilder girl.
Oh, yeah.
She's like, what was it?
When I was feeling for her, she thought I was choking her, but I was feeling for her Adam's apple. That was real. That was real. That was in Phoenix, bitch.
What happened there? She was just at the show?
She came to the show, and she was in the front row, and I just, big-ass titties, huge titties.
Pecs, tits, what are we talking?
Man, at first I was like, big titties. And then she came to the B&B, and I was like, this bitch, strong.
The B&B sounds cool.
Oh, yeah. You know what y'all say like that?
We say Airbnb.
Airbnb.
But I gotta start saying B&B.
The B&B sound cool. Yeah,
B&B. Cool. We're saying tonight B&B because it sounds like the SLS.
Yeah,
you
know? We're going to the B&B.
B&B sounds a lot more threatening. Yeah, than, yo, that. You want to go to the Airbnb? That sounds threatening.
So, like, nerdy. Yeah. Like, geek squad.
Go to the B&B?
B&B sounds fun. Yeah. It's a good time. Warm in there. It's
good. Sounds like Do Not Disturb. Sounds like B&B. So, B&B.
Yeah, you want to drink.
Yeah, at the B&B.
At the B&B.
So you bring her back to the B&B.
She came back to the B&B.
She kicks the door down with her traps.
Bro, I went upstairs because they all seen her. I was like, y'all seen her, right?
Well, yeah, they can't fucking not see her.
I was like, yeah, bro. And they was like, hey, man. I was like, you think? What y'all think? Nah, I should be a bitch. Go for it, nigga. So I was just, fuck it. So the whole time I was thinking of that whole joke.
That's so funny. What was her actual build, would you say? Like,
The mini rock.
Seriously? Was she taller than you?
Nah, she was about my height.
Yeah.
She was about my height. But she was like, well, I ain't been really like seriously bodybuilding in like a little minute. And I was like, you should tell your body that. Like, your body has no idea, bro. You feel what I'm saying? You look strong as fuck.
What do you think the build is? Like, maybe like 5'8", 165?
Yeah, I say that. Really? 5'8", maybe 170. But muscle, like, wow. Tone.
Okay. Yeah.
Thick though.
No, okay. No thick, tie on that. You slap and it's concrete. It's,
yeah. 100%.
That shit hard, nigga.
You guys probably just thought you were punching the wall in
bro,
there.
Bro, it
something.
Was not. It was like, are you beating that bitch? Yeah. I'm like, no. She's
doing
strong.
Construction in there.
Yeah, who got a fucking drill bit in there? This is crazy, dude. Who got a sledgehammer in that bitch? Yeah, it was good. I fucked with it. It was fun.
Yeah. Dude, that's incredible. Okay, so you. Single, first tour, excited. Yeah. Are you, but you're just focused on comedy, right?
There's that's no, it. Yeah, that's all I do.
Is there anything else you want to do in this bit? I hate making so interview, but I'm interested.
I mean, I would like to do movies and shit. That's obviously like the next step. But like, man, but comedy is like number one. Like, I'm just, I've been telling niggas the whole time since I started. Like, man, fuck it. Everything else will come around comedy. I'm just going to go as hard as I can to comedy.
Right,
like,
the opportunities will come through that.
Yeah, come through that. And that's just been blessed. That's been happening.
That's incredible.
You know what made you pick Austin?
Uncle Laser.
Oh, okay. He's a Florida guy.
Uncle Laser. Nah, he from Texas. He came and did a show in Tampa.
Oh.
And
okay.
I got out there and he was like, nobody, this is his voice. Nobody gonna find your ass.
His voice is crazy.
Yeah, it's crazy. Nobody gonna find your ass in Florida. You gotta come to Texas people can see you. And I was like, it's crazy, white man. It's insane.
It's crazy you listen to him, but it's crazy that it all worked out.
It all worked.
Isn't that crazy?
He never lied to me yet, nigga. That's my dog.
And you're Orlando or Tampa?
I was from Orlando.
Okay,
yeah. But I would be everywhere. So I would go from Orlando to Tampa. Because Tampa had like a really good mic on Mondays.
Yeah.
It was like 2 hours away. So I would just go to Tampa and do the mic. And because Orlando had a good scene, but some of the outskirts cities had like better mics.
Yeah.
So I would just go there and do those.
Yeah, isn't that funny, man? The type of stuff that you would do when you're first starting.
But you got to.
Drive
2 hours to pay money for a ticket to meet.
But it's like, it makes sense.
Yeah. We didn't even question it.
Yeah, well, it wasn't even a part of like, oh, this is crazy. It's like, oh, no, I just know what I'm trying to get to.
You're excited to go. And there's not part of you like, oh, man, I can't believe I got to drive. No part of me, because I started in New York, you would drive to the outskirts of New York, like obviously New York City, to like, you know, do 20 minutes in front of a fucking retirement community. You don't give a shit.
Yeah.
But like the whole time you're driving, you're so excited. You're like, oh, I'm working
this
bit.
You didn't question it.
No party was like, fuck, give me $100 of gas money. I'm gonna miss like, none of that. Zero. Mm-hmm. You're so excited to do it.
There's just one I go to on the weekends. 5 minutes. I'll go to one. It would be Friday and Saturday in Burbank, and it was at 11:30, and you might not even get up. And I'd be driving home from that like 1 a.m. if I didn't get up, just so pissed. Like, why the fuck am I doing this? All my friends are doing other shit, but I would still go back. And then I didn't even question
it. It's the drive. It's just like, you never think about like, because like, I'm going to just go.
I love
this shit so much. Because like for something that you love, but you got to be a little bit, fuck, you got to be a little crazy.
Of course.
It's a little insane. Because I think about it now, it was like,
yeah.
damn, nigga, 4 hour round trip for 5 minutes.
Right. For 5 minutes.
A known person would be like, nigga, that's crazy.
Crazy.
Yeah. You're in the same person. Like, no, but it'll work. It'll pay off. Yeah. It makes the most sense.
Yeah, even thought about my start in New York. It's like the idea of me being like, oh, yeah, I'll start stand up in New York. I'll make it. What the fuck are you talking about?
You gotta be crazy.
What are you talking about?
You gotta be a little. Oh,
yeah.
My friends would look at me and be like, you don't wanna go out this Friday night? We're doing this? And they're like, no, I just gotta go talk in this corner of a room real quick.
After this show, maybe.
But then you get a little bit of success, and then they're like, thank God you did. Now give me free tickets. But fuck you.
But isn't it funny that like your friends would go out? Because it happened to me all the time, right? Your friends would go out and you're like, no, I'm gonna do this 5 minutes in front of a crowd that's gonna fucking hate me. I'm gonna bomb. But even bombing was a better thought than me going out.
100%.
It's like, what?
Because you getting better. At least I'm not just, because like, you got to think, bro. It's a lot of motherfuckers that want to do what you do.
Yeah.
You feel what I'm saying? A lot of motherfuckers that want to be what you got going on. And so you got to like, you compete with yourself, obviously. But it's like, it's somebody out there that a kid to be right here.
Yeah.
You feel what I'm saying? So you ain't no time to take no...
Dude, of course.
But then I would take a weekend off and I'd go out with my friends just to
and
bars.
You get more jokes?
Yeah, but I'd get more jokes, but then I'd bomb in front of women. I'll be like trying to spit game. I'm just bombing in real life. I'm like, I'm going to bomb. I might as well better my comedy career doing it.
And then they fuck me on, you know what I'm saying? But off stage for it.
Yeah.
But I would go out with my friends on those like random Thursdays, whatever, when I didn't have a show. And I would go out and be like, this sucks. Like, this is what you guys want me to do?
It's crazy.
This is horrible. We're gonna get hammered. No one's gonna get laid. I'm gonna go home at 4:30 in the morning, hammered, jerk
eat a
off.
Bacon wrap
wake
hot dog.
Up. Yeah, and eat horrible. And then wake up at 10 a.m. be like, what am I doing? Hungover shit.
Bullshit.
This is what we're doing? Let me go bomb in front of 19 drunk French people throwing baguettes in my face. That sounds much better.
Way more fun.
Way more fun.
Way more fun. And then you do all that for a little bit, and then bitches start coming to you.
Isn't that
crazy?
It's crazy.
But you know the problem is when people start doing comedy for that, I go, oh, you're not going to make it.
Not at all.
Oh, yeah. You're not going to make it.
Women and money, I'm like, those are it's insane. Don't get any of those.
I
want to
be real rich. You know, for a long time, nigga, we just going to be poor, right?
Like, so poor, dude.
Poor as shit.
So poor.
Yeah, I saw a couple people that was like that. It was like, man, one day somebody going to pay me a lot of money to talk. I just want to get good.
Yeah.
That's all it is.
Yeah.
Fuck all the bullshit. Just as long as you get good, the money going to keep. It's gonna beat up.
And that's the great part. That's the great part of comedy. Is like, even if it takes you 15 years to get good, nobody gives a fuck.
Nobody cares.
There's no age limit on it.
None.
You did it.
Nobody cares. Like that 63-year-old white woman that you're talking about, even if she got super funny in 9 years and was 78 and crushing, no one gives a fuck. Oh, you know that woman? Murders. That's the coolest part about this. It's like, it's a meritocracy. If you crush, you crush. Nobody cares.
At all.
It's a beautiful art form.
It's the best.
How did, sorry, go.
I was just gonna say, do you like Austin? I've been there a bunch. It's a lot of fun. Is it like kind of like a one note city where you're like, all right, I've got it, or you still do a bunch of shit around the town?
Nah, shit, I go everywhere. It's a good place to work, you know what I'm saying?
Of course.
But it's just, you know, for me, it's like, it's white as shit. So I'm trying to figure out and find, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, one of my best friends lives out there. He's like, we gotta go to Barton Springs. This shit was cold as fuck.
The whitest shit ever. It's the whitest shit of all time. But it's cool though. You know what I'm saying?
It is.
But it's great to work out and shit.
And you're central to everything. Every flight is like 2 hours.
Dude. I mean, that is beautiful.
Yeah.
There's so much East Coast shit where I'm sitting in the LAX being like, I'll kill myself.
Oh,
I got a flight.
Six-hour flight to Charlotte?
Dude.
Gun.
Dude. Y'all, it's far from everything.
Everything.
Yeah. It's far as shit.
It's annoyingly far for... Like, there's obviously a lot of West Coast stuff.
Yeah.
But like, there's so many more.
Yeah,
so
much I never
more
East thought Coast. About that.
My agents are all East Coast. So they're like, you're going to go all the down the East Coast. I'm like, can we just get San Diego?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's crazy. Goddamn.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Goddamn.
How did you start?
I was doing, I used to work at Foot Locker, and everybody at Foot Locker was like, nigga, do stand up.
Like, even the customers? Let me get size 7 also do stand-up, you fucking idiot.
Dumbass. Because I was like, bro, I was not a good employee. I was a horrible employee, but I was just, I feel like I was like empty. So I just tell stories all day, and my dog was like,
man, you should have had the foot fetish back then.
I should have.
Staring at the feet.
I don't like feet.
Mm.
Never. That's crazy. That's my first job ever hated feet.
It's in the name.
Yeah, so I'm like, I just wanted to. They're like,
what makes you qualified to work here? I hate feet. They're like, you're hired.
You're hired. Yeah.
Come on, no, really.
Well, because you can't love feet working. That'd be weird. That'd be kind of weird.
But I really like feet.
Yeah, you gotta be middle ground. You gotta be kind of chill about it.
It's crazy. Now you know I got a job.
Cinnabon.
So borrow.
But I got the job because I showed up every day. I was like, I don't work a foot locker, so I showed up every single day. And my manager, Vince, he was like, hey, man, listen, your application ain't come in. When it come in, I will call you. But I was like, all right, well, I'll see you tomorrow. So
seriously?
Yeah, cause I was like, fuck it. This is right by my mama's house, so I could walk there. I was like, yeah. I'm just going to see you niggas until you hire me.
But that's the mentality. Yeah. And that's what you got to do for stand-up. You show up every single day.
Yeah. And the funny thing was, they had like a, I don't know if they still do it now, but they had like a system where if you take a test and you get like lower than like a 70, they don't put your
SAT type shit.
Basically,
no.
What was the test?
No, it was just, I don't even remember. There's a bunch of questions. Like, shit,
who's Michael Jordan?
Like, but it was just a bunch of weird questions. Like they asked you the same question over and over again. Like,
just like, what do we need to know? Let's have your stabs on fentanyl.
It was crazy. It was insane.
Was it a personality test?
Basically.
Okay, because I took one of those at Outback Steakhouse, and they were like, nope.
Bro, I got
you failed
an Outback Steak. Yeah, the manager goes, listen, dude, I really like you and I want to hire you, but this personality test you took, you need to get 80% or whatever.
Like, what were the questions?
And I got I just
number one, do you like feet? Yes.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Done.
Yeah, we can't add it.
No, but like one of the questions I remember, I mean, I'm gonna paraphrase it, but essentially, like, if you find money on the ground, like, what are you going to do? A, B, C, D. Like, that
and
type
what'd
of shit.
You say?
Yeah.
In my pocket, shut up, I'm Jewish. Like, so, like I mean, I tried to, like, appeal and tried to, like, answer the question how I thought they would want me to answer. No.
That's what it was for, like, my manager was like, we were looking for your application. We're looking for your application. And you were the last one from the cutoff.
How many people are applying to Foot Locker these days?
Nigga.
Really?
Back then, it was like 2018.
Oh, okay.
But like, you the last one from the cutoff. Like, it was like, so really we're not supposed to hire nobody that low, but you kept coming in, nigga.
Right.
So we just had to give you the job. And I was a terrible employee. It was right.
Showed up every day just to not show
just
up anymore?
I was there every day.
Okay.
But I was a horrible employee, nigga.
In what way?
I just was like, I'm on my phone all the time.
Right.
I don't want to sell you shoes because it's always empty. And when people do come in, I'm like, why are you here, nigga?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Leave.
Go online.
Yeah, you ever heard of the internet?
Yeah, what the fuck? What? I can't. And then we never had shit. So niggas would come in, we want to have shit. And they'd be like, y'all got shit. Like, yeah, nigga, duh. This the worst Foot Locker in the city, bro. Go somewhere else.
I do hate that. Sometimes I'll go into a store like at a mall and everything you just buy online. And then you go there and you're like, okay, I get this in a large. And you're like, oh, we don't have that. Bitch, I should have stayed home.
You know what pisses me off? I didn't
have to waste gas.
You know what pisses me off? Is when they go, we don't have it, but we can order online.
And then you can
pick it up. I could have done this, bitch.
Right. I went to you because I wanted it. And I was like, you know what? Let me get out of here. Yeah. I want it right now. I want it tonight. But it's online. Shut up.
That's why all these malls are empty.
Yeah, it is fucked.
Malls are sad as hell if you go there. Sad.
I used to fucking that mall too, a lot.
Let's go.
Yep, here we go.
Where at?
Stiff Socks, go ahead.
Okay, two places, right?
Yep. Oh, hell yeah.
So one was there was a bathroom. I used to be able to fuck in the Foot Locker. We have cameras at one point.
In the Foot Locker?
Yeah,
like
we didn't have cameras. At the whole place, nigga.
Sir.
We didn't have cameras.
Sir.
We didn't.
You would fuck next to Jordan 1s?
We didn't have cameras. So like.
You didn't have?
No.
I'm was that the only store that didn't saying. Have cameras?
What was it? It was like a hood Foot Locker.
Okay.
So it was like,
okay.
And then it was like,
but not to be rude, wouldn't you want to
more cameras?
I mean, you were running to more cameras,
yeah.
But it wasn't like they.
Not
it was
to
like,
be rude.
The manager was like, "Fuck it, I'm stealing."
Well, we had cameras, but
they're
broke.
Fake.
They broke, and then they were like, "Well, this store don't make enough money to put more cameras in it."
Got it.
Fuck it. You know what I'm saying? And so we didn't get cameras again until we got robbed, and then they were like, "Yo, I think we need cameras again."
It's funny to rob somebody. You're like, "Man, we don't have your size," and the guy's like, "Man, fuck
you." Oh no,
you go order them online. Fuck you.
They broke in through the back.
Ah.
Like we was closed.
What'd they take? Just a bunch of shoes and shit?
Everything.
Damn.
Oh, really?
They took
the right side of shoes?
No, they broke into the back stop.
Oh, shit.
So the store next to us was empty. And then they broke into the...
What were you guys next to?
Some old store that just wasn't there no more. Mm-hmm. So they broke into that store, broke into our back room through the back wall.
Oh, shit.
Overnight.
Through the wall?
They did this shit like a heist, nigga.
Damn.
It was like a heist. And then they had a truck outside. And
just for some retros?
Yeah, bro. We had Spider-Man 1s back then.
Oh.
We just got shoes.
Okay.
We just got, and they thought it was an inside job. They thought I did it. I ain't do it. But they could have sworn I did it. No. I didn't do it.
Okay.
I promise.
All right.
I would never
have
do
you seen
it.
That video of the guy finding out this place got 27 cars stolen? You seen the video? And he's like, what?
27 like, cars.
That's crazy.
What are they going to do with 27 cars?
It's all that's the comments like, he clearly stole that. So you didn't have cameras, so you could just, what, beat it up in the break room?
Yeah.
Good title.
Yeah.
Just in the back?
I would do that, and I was there was another spot in like the, there was a bathroom in the back, because the mall was just dead.
Yeah.
So I go to the back, and my homeboy was a security guard, so he had like a key to like a, it was an old Dillard's that was been closed for a long time.
Right.
And he had a key to the old Dillard's, and it was, I just fucked bitch in the old, like,
So he would just give you the key?
Just throw me the key.
You would fucking the old Dillard's.
Yeah.
If that's not the name of your first special,
I will fucking the old Dillard's.
I will fucking a Dillard's. I got Dillard's.
What is
dick.
Dillard's? Like Macy's, but wider?
Basically.
Yeah.
Dillard's. Can that's a crazy name.
Macy's?
Dillard's.
Dillard's.
All right.
Yeah, that, I mean, that name right there sounds like we.
You never been to a Dillard's?
I've only driven past one. I saw one in Ohio.
Yeah. Yeah.
I can't conjure what a Dillard's is.
It's basically like a Macy's.
Okay.
It's one of the stores.
Oh, yeah.
Look at that.
Holy crap.
So it was just an old Dillard's that been was closed forever.
Open or empty?
Closed. It was closed. It was dilapidated, really. It was fucked up.
Wow.
And we were just going there.
Was that a hard pitch to like a woman to be like, you trying to get fucking beat up in the Dillard's?
Hell no, man.
Beat it up in the Dillard's? No.
Shit was easy. Do you want to go fuck in this Dillard's?
But wouldn't her retort be, do you have a bedroom?
I mean, I'm at work.
So you guys are what, like sexting over the whatever? And she's
yeah,
like,
yeah, we just been out fucking with for a second. I was like, you just trying to.
Oh, okay.
And I was fucking a lot of hoes in the mall too. That's the best part about the mall. Yeah.
That's great. That's live Tinder out there.
Hot topic, bitch.
You got to fuck hoes at the mall, bro.
Oh, there's probably a little bit of that because you like see her at the.
She all the time.
What's it called?
Every bitch I was fucking with at that time worked at that mall.
Yeah.
I see him every day.
What's it called? The food court.
Food court.
Yeah.
That would be kind of like where you'd meet up. But then I feel like if I worked at Foot Locker, I'd kind of just hang out by like where the people walk by, kind of like where the door.
I was shit right in the front. And then it was like a Jimmy Jazz across and a bad bitch that went to the Jimmy Jazz. And then it was a Journey across the way, and it's a bad bitch that worked at the Journey.
I think Journey's got some freak hoes.
Bro, and it was a bad bitch that worked at Champs, and it's a bitch that back at the food court. So I would just
make laps.
Nigga, I was never at work. Walking around with stripes on, bro. Just
because you're just like a referee.
Yeah. That's so funny. Throwing the flag. Flag! Give me a pussy.
You can also never be like hidden at work. Like you can see you from across the mall.
You know that? There go Cam.
Wow. Isn't that funny? They give you a referee jersey to wear.
It's insane.
They're like, no wonder I'm not fucking working. You make me dress like a goddamn NHL referee.
I look fucking stupid, dog.
Yeah.
I look dumb as shit.
Would you fuck in the referee outfit?
Yeah, nigga, I was at
that's
work.
That's great.
Imagine walking into a Dillard seeing a referee piping.
Bro, roughing the pussy.
Yeah, but I'll be outfit all the time at work. It was a good time, man.
But okay. That's just so funny in that outfit.
It's a funny.
Like, if you're wearing that, it's just any given day. But you're wearing a referee outfit, you're blowing a whistle.
I mean, that's terrible. So you would make the rounds, and then where do you feel like you pick up the most women? Like, what store?
I'm really the food court. Business in the food court was my
working
main.
Working in the food court.
Yeah, it was like my main shit.
Yeah, low self-confidence.
Yeah, because the mall was dead, so I couldn't get nobody, no business was in the mall. There were no hoes in the mall like that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But the bitch that were in the mall, I did like 4 or 5 hoes at that mall.
Cinnabon lady?
Huh?
Cinnabon?
We had no Cinnabon. It was bad.
No Cinnabon?
But that's how you know you're mad. Your mall was bad.
We had IT Annie's though.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
We had right across from Foot Locker. Uh-huh. And
it smells probably great.
I got dumb free itinerants.
Yeah.
I ain't paying for itinerants for like 2 years.
What's your
Yeah, you just gotta make friends with the people out there.
Yeah, because I walk over there, but you just take whatever, you get whatever you want.
I used to work inside of a Costco.
Yeah.
And I would just make friends with all the vendors and the snacks. Yes. I would never have to buy my lunch because I would get like the apple chicken sausage, and then this lady's doing dumplings. They're doing like wonton. And you just make your rounds, you become friends with them.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. I went to restaurants and hook up with the bartenders when I was younger and just get fucking restaurants got hammered at work.
Yeah,
free drinks.
Restaurant dynamic seems insane. It feels like a reality show is not being filmed.
It's insane, dude.
I want one place I wanted to work before everything happened. Would it be a restaurant?
Restaurant?
Because it seemed like you could just fuck.
Because all you, like you're doing 6-7 hour shifts and you're just in one place with everybody. And it's not like you have to like walk to the food court. It's like you're in the same place and everyone's having tables and there's a lot of energy and
people. It's like a unity because then after the shift, everybody drinks. Everybody drinks. A lot of comedy clubs have that. They're like, your show is done and then you walk down and then everybody who works there is all drinking together. Chilling. There's a great unity. It's like, no wonder somebody's going to fuck somebody.
Something's going to happen.
Somebody's going to put a dick in a martini.
I never have gone out with a staff in my life. But they go, hey, do you want a drink after? No, thank you. Thank you so much.
Oh, at the clubs?
Never. I've never.
Certain clubs that are fun.
I've had a drink with them at the place.
Yeah.
Oh, but when they go, let's go. No. I feel like that's when you get into trouble when you leave the premises.
Of course.
That's when I'm like, I don't know what.
I'll drink at the club for sure.
Yeah, one or two with them. Yeah. But what I'm saying is, we're going to go to whatever, McKinney's on the Irish bar in the corner. And
oh,
like,
yeah. I've been drinking at the club. Yeah. Mitzi's is great, next to the mothership, just because they kind of close it down. So it's just comics and staff.
Yeah, that's beautiful.
At 11, they kick people out?
Yeah.
So it's just comics and staff.
And when them ashtrays come out, nigga.
And you can smoke cigarettes in there. You smoke cigarettes or not?
Nah, I just smoke Black and Miles a lot.
Just
I love Black and Miles.
Just face Black and Miles all
the casino
night.
Ones I love.
Just
yeah, them kids was fire. Oof. I like wood wine was my shit.
Which one?
Wood wine. Wood tip wine.
Oh, the wood tip. Yeah.
That was my shit. But I had to stop because my heart started to hurt.
Really? Did you inhale?
Yes, nigga.
Oh, see, I inhale.
What? And I was
I thought cigars you weren't supposed to.
They're not really cigars. Them like real nigga cigarettes, man. Inhale Black and Miles. You smoke them bitches.
I don't do you know really?
I used to what? I was chiefing Black and Miles.
That's insane.
You got to.
That's too much.
For what?
It's
you ever did it when you were drunk?
Yeah.
Man, I get drunk as shit. I face by 4 or 5 Black and Miles.
I'll tell you what, that's I don't so cool. There's something I get a little bit of nicotine, obviously, because you it's a little bit in your mouth. Yeah. I don't inhale, but I will go like 4 or 5. Like in after shows, like in the back of the B&B. That sounds good.
B&B.
And yeah, just fucking looking at the stars and shit with the whole team. It's
cigars
so
were drinking
fun,
great,
dude.
No, well, I cigars is cool because you can inhale a cigar. Mm-hmm. That shit's strong. But a Black and Miles like
but I'm a bit like if I
is a Black and Mild just like a pit bull of a cigarette. It's just like it's still a cigarette, but it's a little stronger.
It's a cigar, but it's just a weak cigar.
Okay, weak cigar, but strong cigarette.
Strong cigarette. Yeah.
Okay, gotcha.
But it's like you know, I fucked with it. It was fire.
I used to steal cigars all the time in like 8th grade because this liquor store we went to, the cigars were not behind the register. So like when you're paying up front, they're behind you. Mm. So we'd make a line, me and my friend, and we'd just slowly slide, God, like switch the sheets in our back pocket. And we'd have no idea like what flavor we're getting. We'd get in the car after and be like, oh, we got fucking pina colada, Swisher Sweets.
That's funny.
We got so excited on
them. That was smoking those?
Yeah.
Just
because we could just steal them.
That's hilarious.
When but I was younger, I was so scared to cough because I felt like it was the most bitch thing to do.
It still
so
is, to this day.
I know it's pretty bitch.
Coughing some bitch
but
ass
I, but, so I, that's why I never inhaled because I was so scared I'm going to do it for my friends. Nah. I'm going to cough. And everyone's like, you fucking pussy bitch. So I never, so I just stuck with it.
Let's tell you smoke a Black and Mild. Before you do it, because I don't like Black and Mild. I don't do it no more because I just had to stop.
Because your heart.
Yeah, my heart was like, nigga, please.
Please, man.
Hey, bro, please.
You got a good thing going.
A lot of shit, we can't stop right now, bro. It's a lot moving. Yeah, my heart was tired of that shit. My lungs hurt.
Really?
I was inhaling
that many.
I was inhaling 5 a night.
Oh, a night.
Shit!
I thought it was like a celebration.
That's some unk shit right there.
No, I'm like,
fuck a bitch in a Dillard's and then
when I ain't thought smoking Black and Mild tonight
in the referee jersey. That's crazy.
You know what's crazy? Like, if a nigga really smoking a Black and Mild, you would have thought my life was going horribly. Like, I was smoking Black and Mild. People that smoke Black and Mild, your life is, you know, you smoking a Black and Mild at like 2
on
in the afternoon.
Yeah.
On purpose, like, nigga, your rent backed up. You got 5 baby mom. They like need money right now.
Right. You just lost custody.
And you planning to rob a bank. That's what you doing at 2 o'clock smoking a Black and Mild. But I was smoking them bitches like I ain't had shit.
I do like
windows
how,
up.
Bro, hot box and Black and Mild is diabolical.
But the fact they put like the little wood part on the end, like the tip, like that's funny because they make it good. Fancy for like a, it's like when you see a spoiler on a Civic, you're like, I see what you're going for
I
here.
See what you're trying to do, but it's still crazy. Right.
But I like that Black and Mild does that. They're like, it's a not a high end, but we're going to make it feel a little high end.
Look good for you.
When I first started smoking weed, that's what we used to fill. We would take all, and we'd just fill it with, that was my first. Because
smoking weed out of a wood tip, you're like, am I Albert Einstein?
Yeah.
distinguished. Distinguished. There you go. I'll look for that word.
You smoke weed or no?
I used to. I stopped.
Yeah.
Weed got me off of, I stopped smoking weed for 2 years. Cause I just wasn't doing shit. And then when I started doing combat, I smoked weed for a minute. I smoked weed for 2 years. And then when I got to Austin, just stopped smoking Black and Mild, I smoked weed for a minute. Okay. And now I don't smoke nothing else.
Mm-hmm.
So you said you're off weed right now?
Yeah, I'm on both.
Okay.
I don't do shit.
Why?
I like Black Mild made my heart hurt. But I love Black and Mild. All
right.
And then weed, I like it too much.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so I couldn't do, if I, you know what I'm saying?
But that's why you're a strong-willed gentleman. Because you know you like it too much, you're like, I'm out.
Can't do that.
You drink it out, really.
I drink, but I got to, I know the point where it's like, all right, nigga.
Yeah. You're very similar to us. Like, I don't drink that much. I have like one or two drinks like before like a meet and greet, like the last one.
Yeah.
And then I might have like a cigar or whatever for like on like some celebration shit or if I'm kicking it with you or whatever.
Yeah.
But like that's, I don't get into any of that.
I get enough high that I need on stage.
Correct.
Oh, that's very true. Yeah.
Like I'm that's a real drug, nigga.
Yeah.
That's it's a real, that's wild.
Some,
yeah.
That's like some crack. Goddamn.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Goddamn.
I remember the first time I ever did stand up, I was 17, and like that first like pop of laughter.
So
I was like, that I've done Molly in my life, and I'm like, they're neck and neck. That first like that initial pop feeling, it's crazy.
I did a couple dates with Bert in the arenas.
Yeah. Oh yeah,
and it was like, it was fun. It was crazy. It felt so good that I left an arena in Maine to go do an open mic.
Did you?
Nigga, you what? Got get kind of like, I gotta do it again.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I gotta do something else, nigga.
Yeah.
I gotta get one more hit. It's like the arena, like that's good crack. That's top shelf crack. Yeah. I can find like some stepped on shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'd be cool. You feel me?
Exactly.
Dude, I was still doing open mics like 2 years ago. Like he was yelling at me all the time, but I like the challenges is one thing.
Yeah.
But there's something about like building like a piece of material in front of comics that I'm like, I like, it's so grimy,
it's so working,
that man. I like it. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it's like, I mean, you got to think, you already did the hard part. You making your first 5 minutes was the hardest thing you could ever did in stand up. So,
isn't that nuts?
I remember I had 7 minutes and this guy asked me one time, he's like, can you do 10? And I was like, man, we'll find out.
Yeah, we'll see, nigga.
But he's like, yeah, just stretch. I'm like, stretch?
We got this, I got a shit dialed down to 7 minutes.
I'm gonna hit repeat. Oh, encore, we're opener again.
Right.
But you wanna hit this shit one more time, nigga?
Yeah. How was the arenas with Bert?
It was great.
And a lot of people probably knew you,
Yeah. That's so it was great, cool. The first three were great. I did the fourth one, they were just like, I ain't do great. You know what I'm saying? But it's learning experience. But it was a great be around. It was Bert, Pete Lee, and Chris Porter.
Pete Lee is so funny. And Chris Porter is funny too.
Bro, but they've been doing it longer than I've been alive.
Of course. Yeah.
So be able to talk to them and pick their brains about shit. I mean, that's the best school I could have got for 3 days hanging out with, you know what I'm saying? That shit was dope.
Who do you think is your like mentor in the game right now?
Really Tony Hinchcliffe.
Right.
And that nigga changed my whole life.
Yeah.
And
then
before Tony, it was dog David Jolly.
Oh, I know the name.
Yeah, David Jolly. He was 8 years in now. But when I started, he was the only person I could relate to.
Okay.
In the Orlando comedy scene,
right?
And so he just took me under his wing, and like it was like, and I used to break into his house.
Holy shit!
Just like did the
your
the
mentor
Foot Locker.
Yeah,
you fucking it too.
I fucked his house a couple times. I fucked his house. I fucked his house a couple times.
You broke into his house before knowing him?
No. That would be crazy.
I don't know.
Hey, what the fuck?
You want to be my mentor?
Nah, he would have people to come over, like new comics and shit, and they would run like jokes by him and stuff like that. And then at one point, it started like with 5 of us, then it got to 4 of us, then it got 3 of us, then it got 2 of us. And then at one point, it was just me.
Mm.
And then I was over there so much that he would be sleep. He used to be like a raised alcoholic. So he'd be sleep. And then his back door, because he's taking the project by my cousin.
Uh-huh.
So his back door was, his front door was locked completely, but his back door, you can kind of jimmy it open.
Yeah.
You can get in the house. So if he wouldn't open the door, I'd just jimmy his back door open. I'd be like, I got to tell you this joke, nigga. And then he'd get up like, all right.
Passed out, hammered.
Yeah, hammered his shit. Well, tell me the joke. Because in his house, he had like a couch, a mic stand, and no TV.
A mic stand?
Yeah. A couch, a mic stand, no TV. And he was like, all right, nigga, go ahead. And I get up.
That's so funny. You were his TV.
Yeah.
Do the joke, nigga. Come on.
Do it. Change the channel.
Yeah. Oh. Hulu now.
Yeah.
I
don't
want this shit no more, nigga. This is stupid.
So you would just go run jokes by him on the mic and then.
Yeah.
That's
and then,
fucking cool.
Yeah.
I've never heard of anything like that.
Yeah. And he always be like, make that shit retarded, nigga. He'd just be drunk. He'd be drunk as shit. He'd be like, gotta make that shit with the heart.
He'd be like, cool, cool. What are you talking about?
Yeah, what that mean? It was like, so yeah, but that was that. He taught me a lot. He taught me like everything until and I got to Austin. And then he would always tell me, like, hey, nigga, he said, when I first seen your goof ass, I was like, this nigga the ticket. I'm holding on, bitch. That's why I let your ass break into the house, pussy. Yeah, but that's my dog, though, man.
There's a through line to your life where you just show up, huh?
I just gonna be there.
Yeah.
I'm gonna get up.
I'm just gonna be there.
Yeah.
That's great. Great.
I'm gonna be there. I'm gonna put work in. I'm gonna be there. Just great. Know that.
That's awesome. You know what I'm saying?
Do you, I've never even been to the mothership. So what's like the ecosystem there? Is it just like a camaraderie?
It's camaraderie.
No
bro.
Drama and just funny.
It's like the cream of the crop of Austin, and they're just the biggest comics you could think of.
Yeah.
Just coming in, and then young guys like that are just, I mean, the door guys, man, are just.
Yeah.
Like, you know Tony Cassis.
Yeah,
like,
he owns a mom.
Yeah, that's my
shout out Tony.
That's that nigga, man. But like, it's cool to be around like young people that like around the same time I've been doing it. They're like real like professionals.
Right.
And they also just get so many random people in the audience. When I was there last time, it was like Johnny Manziel and I are taking a shot.
I'm really?
That's like one of my like favorite football players.
He's there all the time, nigga.
It's like since it has so much hype between Tony and Joe, there's most random people stopped by. Lance Armstrong was there recently. Like
Tony Hawk was there. Nigga.
Tony Hawk. Like, it's almost just like if you're a celebrity in Austin, you have to go to the.
It only makes sense.
So it is like the Comedy Store, like whatever, 10 years ago or 5 years or whatever. Yeah. It was when Comedy Store was like at its hype.
Anybody come through that you were like just starstruck over or just somebody like.
Addison Deet was a big one.
Addison Deet.
He's so fucking good.
That nigga's insane.
He's the type of person that I'll watch his special. And I'm like, I am horrible at comedy.
Jesus Christ, I don't
like I suck so bad. Like, what am I doing? Yeah, I'm a clown, tap dancing idiot. Look, this dude is like just the maestro of words, sitting down, no energy, just crushing.
Murder.
And I'm the worst.
It's crazy. I mean, so seeing him, it was like, Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
And when I was still working at the end, so I got to watch him do, he did like 2 hours.
Holy shit.
2 different hours. And I maybe did like 3. Damn. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that was insane.
I would love to pick his brain just what his writing process is because he churns out material crazy.
Stories. He's telling stories.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, he's a great storyteller.
I see what you're saying. So, you know what I'm saying? Stories like 12 minutes or something.
But
Domino
Effect, the first one he dropped.
Yeah.
Y'all seen it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
You got to watch it.
It's, dude,
that was one of my favorite specials of that year. Yeah. I think it might be in my top 5 right now. He told one story for 1 hour and 20 minutes. One story.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. I mean, there's like it's little caveats. Lines,
through lines, but it's like when you tie it all together with a bow, it's one story.
It's the it is the blue backdrop, but the one you shot in Austin. I showed
no, he shot in Houston.
Houston.
Oh, yeah. I've seen clips of that.
Yeah.
I showed you when you were trying to figure out your special.
It's one story. It's crazy.
Yeah, the feel of that special, just the look of it, is one of my favorite looks.
It's gonna be a story.
It looks retro.
Yeah,
which is so cool.
Yeah, that shit fire.
Yeah, yeah.
It's cool when he takes a seat. That's almost like Bert taking off his shirt. You're like, oh, here we go.
Oh, that's a good point.
Here we go. It's like, oh, he's sitting down.
Nah, that shit was fire.
Is there anybody that wasn't comedy related that showed up that you were like, holy shit, I've never thought I would meet that person,
nigga. Post Malone, when he came
through. Oh, shit. You got to be Post?
Right. That was huge. That was pretty big.
By the way, people who are listening and watching who don't know, we're talking about the Comedy Mothership, which is like the biggest club. It's the club that Joe Rogan owns it in Austin. I feel like we just jumped to it. I don't think anyone
knows. I mean, and most times, I mean, when Tony Hawk was there, I walked into the green room for Kill Tony. I was like, what the fuck? I just walked up. I was like, I can't. This is fucking, that's Tony fucking Hawk.
Yeah.
Like, the hell?
Yeah, I get a little, I never know how to act. Like people of that, I don't, sometimes I'm fine, but other times I'm just like, I'm that. I'm like, I'm going to be in the corner.
I'm going to give you space.
I'm going to give
you
the space.
You know what I'm saying? I know a lot of people come up to you and be like, you know, like
I can't do that.
Everybody going to be your face all day. That's just how your life goes. So I'm going to just give you.
Correct.
And if there's a natural.
If there's a natural thing, thank God.
A natural topic to talk about, or you generally have something that you like share an interest with them.
Yeah.
Right. If you know Tony Hawk loves blah, blah, blah.
And we talk about that. Yeah, that's cool. Yeah, yeah. But other than that, I'm like, if anything, I'd say what's up and I did by. Right. You know what I'm saying?
We did the Netflix golf firm, whatever, and like Cat Williams was there.
Yeah.
And he's like one of my idols. Like his first special is like I've watched like 5,000 times. Like just unbelievably, obviously, talented dude. So when I started comedy, like that was like an idol. Like I used to watch that, study it. And I saw him at the golf firm. And I was like, I feel weird because I feel like everyone's like, yo, Cat, blah, blah, blah. So I feel like I'm bothering him. So I'm just like, not act like I don't know him, but just like, I don't know, just keep walking.
Funny though. And one day my mind is like, it was people like that's like, one day we'll talk.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's a good way to look at
one
it.
One day it'll happen. And if not, that's not that. But one day, if I really want to talk, we'll talk. It'll happen.
You got a great mindset. Yeah.
I mean, but I seen Dave was at the bar one time. He was just sitting across the bar. Like, and I could just, I seen him. I was like, nigga, that's fucking Dave. Fuck Chappelle.
Right, right.
I know, one day. One day we'll have a pretty good conversation. I'm going to be excited about that.
That's
I'm
awesome. Not going to force it. That's a great perspective. Yeah.
Can we talk? Can I tell you before we get out of here, the Westmore College?
What?
About how I bought the table?
Please. About what? Please. I'm so happy you remembered.
All right. So my tour is lined up. I got on like a piece of paper, and I play sports my whole life. Mm-hmm. So for my tour, I want to do like a win and loss chart, just so I can see like, okay, I think I won this show. I think I lost this show.
Okay, right.
And
right.
The Tampa, I lost.
Really?
I took first time I was in side splitter, side beside BT. I love side splitter. It's great. You know what I'm saying? It's a phenomenal club. Before the show started, I was driving with my homeboy down to, we started the gas thing. I felt like a cold coming on.
Yeah.
I was like, all right, I need to take like some cold medicine and shit like that so I can get this cold, you know what I'm saying, be good on stage tonight. And I go in there real quick, buy the cold medicine. I take the cold medicine and we driving. I'm feeling sleepy. I'm like, why am I so tired?
Oh, no.
Nigga, I took NyQuil.
NyQuil before a show is crazy.
Bro, I was telling my dog, I was like, bro, I don't know how long. I'm doing like 30, 35 of this right now. So it's like, I was like, bro, I don't know. Cause I'm like, I'm more comfortable at 20.
Yeah.
I'm really comfortable at 20 minutes. So when I get to 30, it's kind of like, you feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Bro, I got the 15 and my body was like, you ready to go to sleep, nigga?
No.
I'm like, God, no, please. And I got for like 24.
Did you let the audience know that you took cold medicine?
When I started the show, I said, hey, man, I took a NyQuil before the show on accident, and they thought I was playing. But I started crushed. Cause like, the thing with it was because it was funny, because when I told all my homies I took a NyQuil, they was giving me all this badass advice. They were like, nigga, do some cocaine or find a DayQuil and get a DayQuil.
So you're telling me, beef. Like, that's what it was.
You find a DayQuil, you did not.
You got a new day.
And balance it out.
Yeah. So then you got afternoon quill.
Yeah, then you'll be fine.
Evening quill, yeah.
I'm telling about everything. The funniest, so I do all this thing, and the funny thing my dog told me, he was like, he said, what you got to do is, you go to the bathroom, and you beat your meat, but you don't finish.
What the fuck?
And you'll be fine.
That's how much advice he was there.
I was like,
you
nigga,
beat your meat,
what?
But you don't
He's
finish?
Like, yeah, beat your meat, don't finish. And so when I got on stage, I was like, so I did that, and I'm just fucking hard on stage. And so now that was, it was going good, I'm going good.
Yeah,
and then 15, 16 minutes, I was like, I want to go to sleep, nigga.
Yeah. He probably would have started hallucinating if he kept
it was
going.
Bad. It was bad. So I got up early. I laid down, and the second show was better. But I was still like,
Dude, I'm surprised you. I'm not joking. I'm surprised you got on set. I can't even. When I have like, a half a hit of weed, I can't even remember my jokes.
Bro,
I can't even like. But you were like remembering jokes.
Well,
and, like,
cause my first 15 minutes, I got so dialed down.
I got
I can do. But as soon as that shit ended, I was like.
Oh,
my brain was like, you had to go to sleep, man.
Start thinking about it because you're thinking about it.
Yeah, so it got like really, it just got, you know what I'm saying?
That's so funny.
Were they like on board? Cause they
yeah,
knew,
with me. Yeah. The funniest part, my favorite part about it, I just went, I'm sorry, y'all. I got to get out of here, man. My head is spinning. I feel like a bitch. So I'm like, well, you is a bitch.
Man, sometimes the audience is legit hilarious.
Man, I was like, y'all niggas, right? You not. My grandma was there, nigga. It's like,
that's crazy. I remember.
You is a bitch, nigga. I'm like, you got me, bro.
Where was this?
It was a side split in Tampa.
Fuck, where was this? This was Fort Lauderdale. I had something about, like, I was talking about a breakup in the crowd. In this theater, this dude goes, pussy! And that got the biggest pop from the crowd. Bro, I was like, damn.
Sometimes
the crowd
weird.
Is just hilarious.
Really funny.
Sometimes
it's
they
just
fucking.
The internet's undefeated. You bro, crowdsource a joke, it's gonna be good.
Right.
Sometimes they gonna
dude,
be.
A NyQuil before us.
Fuck me.
Did you try to like take any like caffeine or anything?
Thing was, I was just getting somewhat weird about my homeboy. Like, don't take no caffeine because it's gonna fuck you up. He was saying it's just gonna make you
sleep.
Was
that the same guy that told you to go beat your meat?
Nah, it's my other homeboy who like.
Bad friends, man.
What? That's crazy. My dog said, I was like, nigga, you put me on the road with me the rest of the tour. You don't have good advice
Nigga. It's either cocaine or beat your meat.
Like, what the
fuck?
How
about both?
Whoever said DayQuil needs to be fired.
That's honestly where my head would go.
Really?
Yeah, because it's the opposite of NyQuil.
You're right.
That's so funny.
I would at least think about it. I would be like,
somebody finna go get me DayQuil. Like, well, I'm gonna get some DayQuil maybe to wake you up. Like, I don't think. What's
there's
in,
no caffeine in
there's
DayQuil.
There's nothing in DayQuil
you
that
need
keep
like,
you awake.
Smelling salts or something.
I need a salt.
Yeah, you need to call
the second
someone.
Show, I took a Celsius. Oh yeah. And I should have did that at the first show. Of course. But everybody was telling me, don't drink caffeine.
Yeah, you got to call.
Because it'll fuck you up.
Call one of us.
Yeah, right over there. Next time I'm going to call.
Call Google. So I don't fucking know.
I took a Celsius the second show. Yes, and I made it through it. It wasn't, okay. It was okay. But you know, that shit.
So that was an L.
Yeah, it was an L. That's lost.
Lost.
You know what I'm saying? I got back.
But you learned.
Yeah.
You
got back in the first. It's like a game where it's like you know, the first quarter we went down by 20.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But we came back and we lost by 5. And that's not bad.
But I think it could have, like, you didn't have a bad set. You just fucked up by taking NyQuil.
Yeah. That's
so it's almost not even a loss. It's just like, it's like an oopsie, you know? So, yeah, oh, shit, my bad.
It's like, I got hurt in the second half.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
By slipping on some water.
Yeah.
Like, right, not even playing.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
MCL fucked up. Yeah. You're fine, though.
But then after that, you know, it's funny. After that, I did a 1v50. Like,
what?
So, you know, on YouTube, it's a big thing going on where, like, they get, like, big people and they do, like, one person versus 50 girls.
Oh, yeah, I've seen those.
I did that after that one. And I was still, like, kind of driving off the NyQuil. But then I seen 50 bitches. I was like, this life is great. It was crazy.
You did that the same night?
Same night, yeah.
Holy shit.
I kind of had to go. My dog was like, but please, bro, don't miss this shit. He brought out so many. Those are
huge on YouTube.
He brought out so many girls, bro. And it was, that shit was crazy. I call them whores a lot. I don't think the internet going to like that a lot. But I love women. No, not that. I wanted to say that right now. I love women, dog. And whatever I said in that 1v50.
He was on NyQuil.
I was on NyQuil.
He was on that Roseanne Barr shit.
Come on, baby. Yeah. Don't listen. That was a joke, baby. I said a lot of crazy shit. I was calling my whores a lot.
All right.
But then I had sex. I was like, well, they proved me correct. So are you mad at me or are you mad at the
whores?
All
you got to do is just have them say, like, respectfully underneath.
Yeah, that's what
in the subtitle.
Italicized.
Respectfully.
Especially.
So what happened after that? You met a chick through that and then went back?
I mean, no, my homeboy was like, we were finna have a pool party at my apartment. I pulled up to the pool party.
I need to go to sleep.
What time was that? This is the longest day ever.
Now it's 1 o'clock. Now it's 1 in the morning.
Too late.
What time did the shoot start?
Well, you know, the show started at 4.
What the fuck?
It was a Cinco de Mayo show, yeah. Because they had an 8 o'clock
already.
Oh,
this is like 4 days ago.
Yeah, this is very recent.
Oh, shit.
So I had a 4 o'clock show. So I was sleepy at 4:30.
Okay, now this makes way more sense. Why the crowd was like, what the fuck? In my head, it was like 9 p.m.
This is the longest day ever.
Yeah, long. So I was sleepy at 4:30. And I had another show at 6. And then after that, we did the 1v50 at 9. And then it got done around, like, it was a long time, like 11, 12.
Okay.
And then at 1 o'clock, my dog, I got a pool party. But if y'all want to come to the pool party, I got to be butt-ass naked.
What in the diddy is happening? Party.
Well, it was crazy. But they was...
you gotta be naked. Like, yeah. Can I just bring fruit salad? Maybe some Patron?
We were cool. We niggas were good. You know what I'm saying? We had clothes on. My dog got in his underwear. That was weird. But, you know, that was strange.
He was just following directions. He didn't know anything.
But the girl just, you know what I'm saying, topless and shit. That was cool.
At an apartment pool part?
Yeah.
So somebody could be walking out with their kid, be like, let's go to the pool,
Timmy. It was 1 in the morning. So the pool was closed. But, you know... It was the funniest shit. Me and my brother had, we you know what I'm saying, we got right, me like, we fucked some, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we got right. We got it. And my other homeboy.
we got context to listen.
My other homeboy didn't.
150, I hope you wouldn't flop that.
Yeah, I couldn't have.
No.
My other homeboy didn't get none, right? So we get in the car, and he like, bro, that was a great night, bro. And then my brother like, yeah, but we both crashed some. And he was like, what? That what y'all was doing?
What the fuck did he think you were doing?
He was like, y'all were gone for a minute, but I thought y'all boy had went to the car, check out some shit. I know y'all boy was crashing. And then he was like, he said the funniest shit to me. He was like, I didn't know I lost until I found out y'all won.
That's a real statement.
Because he really believed in that. He felt like he was having a great night.
He was like, nigga, that was crazy, right?
Yeah, I saw so many tents.
It was like insane. Like, wait, what y'all did?
Yeah. Dude, I really feel for him.
I really feel for him. We talked shit for so long.
You should have.
He probably is going to go back to that pool every single day.
Oh, yeah. He's like, just look at it. Like, God, I lose.
How many women were at the pool party? 20?
20.
That's a tough fumble.
Yeah, that's a
And there was one on that I really like. She won the Western. I fought with her for sure, but I ain't fought with her like that at the pool party because I was trying to get, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Feel me?
Right. Did she work at the mall or no?
Nah.
Okay. I just thought you had a specific type, dude.
That ball shot.
The mall.
I gotta piss real quick and then.
Yeah, take
up.
A piss and then we'll do the questions right
for sure.
Yeah, yeah.
Last time I did kill Tony, this guy went up there and insulted the audience.
Oof.
Right off the bat.
Mm.
And feeling somebody bomb up there when there's like 300 people watching, like,
fuck, man.
I, like a a heartbeat would have been too loud. Yeah. It was like negative quiet.
Imagine being there, somebody get booed. That's the craziest shit.
Is the booing new?
I mean, not new, but okay. It's rare.
Okay.
But you got to really piss them off for them to be like, fuck you. But they will.
Wow.
Yeah, but like, man, I was just sitting. I was on the edge of the table, and he was right here. And I've never been that close to somebody just eating dicks up there. And you're like, man, I want to just be like, hey, let's take two of this. Let's start over. Don't insult the crowd. Do it again.
I cannot. You know, there's some comics that like to watch people bomb. Yeah. Not like it, but they think it's funny or whatever. I'm so violently uncomfortable when I watch someone bomb. I can't. Like, I can't.
Why is it? You think it's just like, you're like,
because I immediately just put myself in their position. Oh, right. And we've all bombed so heavy before. And it's just like, I can't. Yeah, I can't enjoy it. Like, even, you know, people are like, oh, I like to watch my friends bomb. And I understand the sentiment.
Yeah.
But like, if I love you, like, I don't know. I can't. Mm. It doesn't give me enjoyment to watch you bomb. It just makes me so fucking uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel that.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's funny as fuck. Sometimes that shit is hilarious.
So, well, this guy asked for it. He went out.
I mean,
and the people that go to Kill Tony are like very loyal fans of the show and of Austin comedy. And then when they like insult the show or the city, people are like, no, you're the outlier on this.
Yeah.
Right.
What are you talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah. We all think this is great.
Right. Yeah. I've seen somebody go up and they said it was like, they said right off the bat, they were like, I can't wait to be on the White Trash, America's Got Talent. And then you see Tony like kind of perk up. And the second his minute was done, he's like, oh, so White Trash killed. Oh, America's Got Talent. Did you want
to?
And then you just bombed after? So it's like watching Tony get that like vengeance, because the second they talk shit about him, it's great.
It's over.
His roast was phenomenal.
Dude,
that was crazy.
That was insane.
And he was walking around with the cadence. It was like, bah, bah, bah.
It was insane. Just
every line. And it was like, quick. Yeah, it was
did
crazy,
he run jokes past you beforehand, or was he just working on that?
He did them on Kid Tony. Like, the shoot 3 weeks in advance.
Oh,
he did them
right.
On. He did it for like, and it was like, oh, he's for fucking murder this.
Yeah.
And but he obliterated, bro. Yeah. That was an insane thing to watch.
Like, that's awesome, because that's like almost like your like boss or your mentor. Like,
that's
in this.
Big, bro. Going crazy right now.
Yeah, and I wonder how many streams it has on Netflix. It's the number one show, but like
they make Kill Tony the second podcast behind Joe Rogan right now.
I saw that. Because what was cool about it, they did a Kill Tony format for Dana White.
Crazy.
Before he even went up there.
That's insane, bro.
It's like they didn't need to do that part. They could have just, you know, like Hollywood feels like it's so selfish. They'd be like, no, we're just going to mimic it and call it something else, you know? But yeah, they got to do the format, and then he went up there and did it. Like that the show was already massive, but it made it like even bigger. Yeah.
That shit went crazy.
Can you see how many streams it got on there? I mean,
I don't even see Netflix.
Oh, Netflix, no.
You can't, but like sometimes it'll be reported or something. Like, you know, like that Super Bowl will be like so and so many people tuned in.
Oh, I understand what you're saying.
But yeah, it's got to be. I think that was like, I don't think I've talked to one person that was like, yeah, that was phoned in. That was a shitty roast.
Yeah.
I mean,
you know, Oscar, I think we talked about this last part. Nikki
Laser.
Nikki
went off.
Dude, she's so good at that.
So
dude.
Funny.
Crazy.
Went off. It's so funny because she's also just like a Swiftie at heart. So
yeah.
She just
yeah.
loves Taylor Swift, but then can just cook up there. Schultz was great too.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was fucking, it was great. Nah, and there was no like censorship.
Yeah.
Tony was talking whatever.
Saying whatever you want.
Dana White just yapping. It was great.
Yeah, that's a fire. That's a good roast.
You ever do roast shit or no?
Nah, I'm not a good roast.
Yeah.
I knew I could roast when I was in school because like somebody tried to roast me. I was like, we should fight.
Yeah.
Like I was not, and I don't understand like.
You're like, I'm not going to use my words. I'm going to use my fist.
Yeah, we're going to fight. You want to, you just going to talk shit about me? Like, will you talk shit about me back? I don't want to do that.
Right.
No, it's okay.
Yeah, I'm not. I get too mean. I try to like, it's, you can tell that I'm not trying to be funny.
Yeah.
Right. Like, there's no like, creativity.
No, that's why your mama did.
I'm like, you're fucking
what's
ugly
the joke?
As fuck.
Yeah. Your mama did. That's not a joke though.
You didn't rhyme anything. You were just saying
fucks. But she died though.
Yeah. You got to do the misdirect.
She died because she doesn't fucking like you.
Yeah, you ditch her dead ass.
Yeah.
Fuck your mama. I wear a t-shirt and say fuck your mama.
Right.
That's funny though. That's funny.
That'd be fucking hilarious. That'd be pretty funny.
Any numbers, Gabe, or no?
Nah, I can't find any numbers on it.
Well, I'd imagine it's in the millions.
Yeah. For sure. Should we jump into
we got two questions?
Yeah, we got some. Yeah. I wanted to see if you guys wanted to do this. I wanted to get Cam's take on the final four of the sex positions bracket that
we did the last
couple weeks.
That's great.
You guys were talking about positions earlier and we were thinking about it. But so Cam, we had them kind of go through and rank these
like a March Madness
style. Sort of sex positions. So I just wanted to go these are the kind of final four and how it ended up. So we had some of these you'll need pictures for.
Yes, I don't know what a Lotus is.
Okay, so Lotus is crazy. So yeah, so the final rounds was, it was Doggy Style versus Lotus. Yeah. Doggy Style, obvious. Here's Lotus.
Nah, I don't fuck with that. I can't.
You weren't doing that in the back of the in the Mervins?
I can't sit crisscross applesauce. Mervins is crazy. I don't know what it is, but
I don't. You know what's funny? I don't know either, but it sounded funny.
It sounded with Dillard's.
It sounded like something Dillard's
it's
would
the
be.
West yeah, Coast but Dillard's. Like,
nah, it's crazy. Nah,
West Coast Dillard's for sure.
Yeah.
But nah, I couldn't. I can't sit crisscross applesauce. That's your name. That's
when you can do it.
My knees are fucked up when I do it.
Yeah, I can't do that.
Auntie Anne's for sure. That
looks like
that. Not on purpose. Maybe if you're like switching shit around.
Nah, I ain't gonna do that.
But not like that.
Yeah, so that lost to Doggy in the...
You know what's funny? That Lotus looks like the guy's trying to meditate and the girl's no, pay attention to me.
Yeah. Open groundhog.
That's an argument.
All right, yeah, so here's open groundhog.
Oh, that's my shit, man.
That's not bad.
I like that shit.
That's not bad.
That's a good position right
there.
That's
a flat doggy right there. Mm-hmm. That's good.
Mm-hmm. I call that the Joe Rogan.
I don't get it.
MMA. That looks like MMA.
Oh, yeah.
So,
that shit,
I wanted to get it so bad right off the top.
I want
to
get the Mervins. That's why.
Yeah, of course. You're a better person than me.
So,
classic. That's it right there.
So, that's Standing classic. Doggy. That's how everybody started. The whole thing. Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Between Doggy and Standing Doggy. Yeah.
Between Doggy is cool.
So where are we at? Regular Doggy or the Standing?
Standing, bro.
Thank you.
Tell him to touch our toes.
Oh shit.
You're on that prison shit.
Wait a minute. How do we get to prison? I've never been to jail. How do we get to jail, dude?
I've been to jury duty. That's close enough.
Well, you tell a bit touch our toe, that's dead on like steroids. Right.
Well, yeah, you also have more traction with the ground, I feel like, versus the bed. You're kind of like, you're on the bed's terms.
Yeah. But I've said this to you before, so I have a rug underneath my bed, and it's a nice rug, but it's pretty slippery. So I would literally have to fold the rug over like towards the bed so I can put my feet on the actual ground so I can get traction. Dude, but all the time I'll start with the rug and I'm like, it's not gonna be a problem. And then I'm fucking ice skating.
I fucking my slides.
That's fucking
the slides?
Fourth
thing you've ever said in your life.
So pants off and then the slides?
Put them back on.
Socks.
Socks off still. Never take my socks off.
Man.
Can I ask you?
What's up?
Why?
I got ugly toes.
Oh, it's not even for attraction thing?
Mm-mm, my toes don't look good. So I keep
my socks on. Do you feel like you can make them look good?
I don't want to.
So what do you do if
slower. I'm just fucking around.
So what do you do if she's like, let me get on top? You just keep the shoes on the bed?
Clap cleats is crazy.
Yeah, they got socks for it.
Clap cleats is crazy.
They got socks for it.
Call them clap cleats is crazy. Who invented this, dog?
Also, they got a size small. Ain't nobody fucking in the smalls.
That's crazy.
I might have to do that. I'm not gonna lie.
Really? Clap cleats, nigga? That's insane.
It's funny to put those on just to jerk off. That's where I'm at. Like, you wear those to the bar, but like, are you wearing those out or you come home with your girl and be like, it's time to get clapped
up
in here?
You know, it's kind of sick if you put clap cleats on like Adidas socks.
That's so funny, bro.
Yeah. Wow. Do those and then squat.
Ooh, yes. I'm into these socks so heavy. That's great. Hell?
Are those the individual toe ones?
Yeah.
Get them out of there.
They got grip on the bottom, too, though.
You would think I'm into it. I'm not into it. That's the individual crazy. Toes are fucking weird to me.
That's crazy. That's weird. But yeah. Nah,
I
you
like the
keep...
long. That's crazy, though.
You know, slides. You can do all that shit with slides, nigga.
But in the bed, that's a great call. So you just leave them on when you're in bed.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Listen, man, to each own. I can't. But you don't leave the slides on in bed.
No, I take slides off.
Slides off, but socks stay on.
I have my shirt on. I don't get butt ass naked.
Really?
Shirt on?
You just come all over your shirt?
Yeah.
That's why you have a white shirt on. There you go.
Never see it.
So you're only dick out, slides on, t-shirt on?
Yeah.
You take your pants off?
Sometimes.
Good. I knew it.
Sometimes I go straight to ankles.
I think you're still stuck in the mullet mode where you're like,
I gotta get out.
I'm on my 5-minute break and I gotta get a pretzel. I gotta get a pretzel and a lemonade from Hot Dog on a Stick.
So you have your pants down to your ankles sometimes.
Uh-huh.
So then you just have your shirt on.
Mm-hmm. Grab that bit, hold.
Why?
And hold it with the chin.
What do you mean hold with chin?
The shirt.
Oh, the shirt.
Yeah.
Wow.
You don't hold shirt with the chin?
I just take your shirt off.
My shirt off. I got a great body.
Yeah, you fuck like you're fucking somebody's wife.
That's true.
Like you always gotta run out.
You never know when it's time to get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Windows open while he fucks.
I don't want to put a shirt back on, but all you gotta do is that right there, and you're back in.
That is pretty good though. You get changed. You get like dressed back quick.
Facts. I'll never lose my shit. I'm not looking for my shit.
That is true.
My shit right here,
dude.
It's on my body.
I always look for my shit. My jeans disappear all the time.
Well, yeah, because you're getting
the fuck are they going?
You're getting hot and shit.
There is something really, really violently unsexy about a dude just like taking pants off and in socks.
Yeah.
And I wear, well,
especially if they're new shoes, you gotta like untie them and shit. Yeah. They don't slide off right.
And I usually, so I think these are really mundane socks.
I'm ready to go to war anytime.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All right.
Anytime during the day.
I like to feel free. I like to feel free. That's I good. Need everything off.
No, yeah. I'll be.
I would feel restricted.
Yeah, I like the shirt cool. I like keep my shirt on.
All right.
Yeah.
But the pants are on the ankles.
Unless I'm getting like super hot.
Okay.
Then a couple. I don't like car sales. I would take my shirt off.
Yeah. That's yeah. No. Car sex is terrible.
It was horrible. But like when you high school and shit, it was legit. Right. That was it. You know what I'm saying?
The hat stay on or no?
Sometimes. It's
gotta stay on.
If we just fucking stand the doggy, this bitch on.
Yeah.
Hat on. We vibing.
But if you're really you put it backwards.
Yeah. It's an anniversary. There we go.
You know you're fucking with me.
Like it's Pokemon Ash Ketchum.
Bitch, I'm finna catch them all, baby. We ain't been it, man. We ain't
you better get some dick now. We spin it around. It's kind of fun to have accessories because then you get to add, you know, levels to it.
Yeah.
It's like, oh shit, he spun the hat around.
Oh, he
it's
go crazy.
Time. Why? Yeah.
He puts the chain in his shirt.
The t-shirt.
Oh, I'm about to get clapped the fuck out.
Yeah.
Wow.
I haven't got to that level, but I've taken off an Apple Watch before.
There you go.
I've been, you know.
There you go.
Let a bitch know what's going down. Take the Apple Watch off. I don't even care about these steps.
You
know?
Nigga.
Exactly.
All right, guys, we got a question here. This is specifically for Cam. We told the fans that you were going to be on today. So Simon wrote in and said, "You ever pulled because of the rocks?"
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't think about that.
I can't believe we didn't talk about the rocks. I'm fucking pissed.
Yeah. I mean, it's regular shit. I had one in the car. I don't know if I left that bitch.
Does TSA ever look at you and be like, "What the
fuck you got going on?" I'm like, "Come on, nigga, you know what I do." I like rocks, nigga.
And then you go, I like rocks. Damn. So that's usually probably a conversation starter for a girl. So bring you rock, and then you're kind of like,
"What the movie?" Like, you know what I'm saying?
You ever got a number on the rock, like a phone number?
Nah,
on the rock?
That's
funny.
One girl put on a rock. She was like, "Love you, Cam, from your favorite fat bitch." And I was
she
like,
"She wrote all that on a rock?"
Yeah,
that's a
how
boulder.
Big was that rock?
Oh, big. Big rock, like the bit, but I fuck with her. She was cool, but I got a couple really of cool, I got a lot actually. Of the rock.
You ever get a rock that's not a good rock, and you're like, man, I don't want this shit
all the time.
are there such things as bad rocks? Obviously, you just answered, but how do you know it's a bad rock?
Cause I just like texture. Like I don't care what the sentimental value or what the
smooth shit.
I found this you got there. Hot, nigga. I like street rocks, nigga.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like I just like how like I don't like it too smooth. And I don't like it too rough.
Like but you, right but in
the
you
middle.
Know,
like how
yeah,
yeah. As soon you're as like, I touch it, I'm like, "This is it."
You're like Ray Charles with the wrists. He knows exactly.
This it.
Yeah, you're a rock whisperer.
Yeah, like this it. I know a good.
You
rock
got one favorite rock that you always carry with?
Lose them.
You lose them
all the time.
How you lose them?
Either like I'm going
he through. Fucks with either, yeah, you know.
They fall out my pockets, or like I'm going through the airport, and you know what I'm saying, or like they fall out. It just
you ever skip rocks?
Yeah, I used to. Yeah, a lot.
Isn't that fun? That's free entertainment right there.
That's a good time right
isn't
there.
Isn't that?
It is so
like,
fun.
Like nothing else matters in the world. It's a free mobile app.
When you get over three skips, someone give me head.
Head, get that pelican head. Over here.
You I mean, ever get five before?
No,
I don't know. Maybe
five,
four and
I don't,
a half.
I don't think so.
You got five?
Get five one time in my life. Nigga.
Five
really?
Is crazy.
I think I nutted.
Yeah.
That's crazy. What it feels like, two nut. Yeah.
Yeah, it was like, whoa.
Yeah, if you get five, a mermaid comes out of the water and gives you head.
That's hell yeah.
I've always wanted to skip across water and then land on the land across with the rock.
That would be crazy.
Completion. Man, who's the first guy to skip a rock? Yeah.
Who the first? Yeah, who the first person?
First guy to be like, man,
it
fuck
had to
this
be
rock.
On accident.
He was probably pissed off and then threw it.
Mad as fuck. And that'd be, was like, whoa.
Like,
yeah.
I just lost my wife, Darlene.
I think he started to believe in God right when that happened.
This is crazy. It's floating.
Yeah.
It's floating on water.
It is crazy.
Jesus walks on water and rocks skip on water. Rocks are Jesus. In essence, you are Jesus.
Jesus rocks. Wow. We're Christian
Holy
comedians.
Holy fuck, Jesus rocks.
We're John Chris.
Bro, that fucking fucked me up.
Jesus
that
rocks,
fucked
baby.
Me up, dude.
That's crazy, man. Fuck, we should have got a rock for you today that had like the podcast logo on or something.
That'd have been hard.
That would have been
we'll send you one.
Yeah.
In the mail, a solid rock.
That's great that you got vagina off rocks. I really love that. I really love that. Anyone give you a crack rock?
Nah.
All right. I knew this was a story.
My first show I ever did in Houston after the shit popped out, I was outside selling rocks. And there was a crackhead rapping to the people in the crowd. And like to get him to go away, he was just rapping. He was like, "But somebody give me some money, that isn't that." And so I gave him a rock. Mm-hmm. He was like, "Bitch, I can't smoke this." He threw it on the ground and walked off.
Dude.
Bitch, I can't smoke this.
Oh, that's so hilarious. Funny, dude.
The funniest shit
ever. And you know later that night he tried to. He's like, there might be some residue.
Maybe I could try.
Yeah. You don't know until you try. That's the same guy that called you a pussy in Tampa.
He just followed me everywhere.
Yeah. I can't smoke this.
That's so funny.
So this is just a story that someone wrote in. They didn't want to put their name on it. They just wanted to get your guys' reaction to it. Yep. So this says, I went to town on my pubes with a new high-powered beard trimmer that I got. I'm talking fully bald on the balls, shaft, around the edges, everywhere.
Okay.
Woke up this morning covered in razor burn. Hurts like shit, like burning like nothing I've ever felt before. I Googled what to do. They said aloe vera. So I just got back from the store. As I write this, I'm currently slathering my whole shit in it.
I'm glad he wrote this as he was doing this.
Yeah. Yep.
Whole keyboard says, covered.
I'm sitting right next to an open window too to get a breeze on it. It feels a lot better so far, but it looks fucking horrible. Worst part is I had a special date planned for me and my girl tomorrow night too.
Nope.
I don't know if this is going to heal by then.
It won't.
You better start fucking like Cam. Leave those pants on.
Leave them on. Yeah. In the dark. I'll turn the lights on. You like you got herpes down there. Fuck, brother.
Yeah. I mean, no candlelight, nothing. I mean, I've been there and I've also seen it on a lady, not like bad, but I've seen it on a lady and immediately they're like, it's not herpes. Like, but if we're about to, and then you say quickly, it's not herpes, immediately I go, cool, that's herpes.
Yeah.
Like I'm
my
good.
Dick, my dick gonna be like, don't do that.
100%.
Yeah. Don't do that.
It'll retract in.
Yeah. Wow. Don't do that. Don't play these games.
But yeah, that sounds gnarly. Cause I used to go completely bald. So I've run into that again, not as bad as that, but like 2, 3, or 4. And
should have used Manscaped ad.
Yeah, but 4 days, it's done. Like you can't
he'll be back.
Fuck.
You if it's back. His girl, right? It sounds like it's his girl. Yeah, she'll be understanding.
Yeah.
Hey, baby, I fucked up. Just show her that message.
Yeah.
Okay.
Look just what I went through for you.
Yeah. Show her aloe vera. She'll get it. No guy just willy-nilly buys aloe vera.
Yeah.
That is true. Unless you got sunburn.
Can you jerk off with aloe vera?
That's what I thought.
I've
this
done
was
it, and it is average
for real.
Because it pills. It like it gets real. Like what's it called?
What's
it,
our favorite?
It fights back.
Baby oil, not even close. Baby oil or coconut oil.
Never tried baby oil,
sir.
Never tried baby oil.
You? What's your favorite?
Shit, Jergens.
Jergens is OG. Jergens literally should just be called jerk off juice.
It is.
Like, yeah,
but like they should label it like in the stores. Jerk off juice. Like, you know why you're buying?
Yeah, this is for a baby or your cock.
Yeah, you're not. I mean, for y'all, I need lotion for real.
Yeah,
but for y'all, that jerk off juice.
Here's the thing though. Do me a favor and try baby oil. It'll change your life. It'll change your life. Cause you know when you're jerking off with lotion, at some point if you're kind of like doing a session, it gets kind of dry, you gotta go back or whatever. Baby oil does not get dry.
Bang
for
your buck.
So you can good go mileage. As long as you want. It stays slick and
like
smooth
a Prius.
For as long as you want. Just do it once.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.